KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have those cloudy skies, some heavy rainfall once again here in the Atlantic area, and we have a temperature at 67 degrees currently here at the KJAN studios. We look today for variable cloudiness, scattered showers and thunderstorms around expected here this morning, and then we're going to have maybe a little bit of a lull towards the middle portion of the day, and then some redeveloping showers and thunderstorms again here this afternoon. A high of 84 expected tonight, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a low of 72. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office is seeking assistance from the public in finding the perpetrators in the attempted theft of a UTV that was painted in camouflage style. The Cub Cadet Challenger 750 crew UTV was parked in a hunting timber 5 miles south of Bayard on the east side of Justice Road. An investigation led authorities to believe the attempted theft occurred at night, involving another ATV or UTV and a half-ton pickup or larger. A gold or silver metallic pickup with Polk County license plates was seen in the area on Sunday, August 26th at around 8:30 a.m. The attempted theft occurred between noon on Saturday, August 25th and 1 p.m. on Sunday, the 26th. Any information you feel is valuable in solving that case can be directed to Deputy Kent Grease at the Sheriff's Department by calling 641-747-2214. The Red Oak Police Department reports an arrest just after midnight Saturday morning. At 12:07 a.m., officers arrested 27-year-old John Todd Howard of Red Oak in the 1600 block of North Broadway in Red Oak for public intoxication. Howard was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports the 32-year-old Skylynn Laverne Stevens of Audubon was arrested at around 11 p.m. on Thursday. Stevens has been charged with possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while suspended. The charges stem from a traffic stop on Highway 44 outside of Kimbleton. The Audubon County Sheriff's canine Axel indicated to the presence of the odor of narcotics, and Stevens was being held in the Audubon County Jail on a $2,000 bond following her appearance in front of the magistrate. Cass County Public Health is offering a free car seat inspections on Saturday, September 8th from 9 a.m. until noon in the parking lot at the N.W. Wickman Child Development Center at 703 Lynn Street in Atlantic. Multiple certified child passenger safety technicians will be on hand to inspect car seats, help parents install them correctly, give tips about car seat safety, and answer any questions. There's no cost for the inspections, but appointments are needed. Please make an appointment by calling Cass County Public Health at 712-243-7475. Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber on Friday said a student with the Atlantic Middle School brought a backpack to school containing a knife and an unloaded BB gun. School administrators were alerted and handled the situation accordingly to school policy, which also involved contacting the Atlantic Police Department. Barber said, "At no time was there a threat made toward my students and their safety. The incident remains under investigation." Cass County Public Health is now accepting registrations for their fall sessions of A Matter of Balance. A Matter of Balance is a program designed to reduce the fear of falling and increase activity levels among older adults. It includes 8 2-hour sessions for a small group of 8 to 12 participants led by trained facilitators. If you're interested in attending this free course, contact Cass County Public Health at 712-243-7546. Officials with Dollar General are looking into building a store on the easternmost city limits of Griswold. Cass County Zoning Administrator Rich Hansen told the Board of Supervisors during their meeting on Friday morning that company officials are asking for a zoning change in order to build a store on about 2.5 acres of land that they want to purchase just north of Highway 92.
If you know where the two Little League diamonds are, it's right on the north side there. They want to put a Dollar General store there. So they want to rezone from General Ag to business. And they've started with the paperwork, and we'll start with the zoning hearing.
Because the property is in a floodplain, they'll have to build up the property by about 2 feet.
They'll have to come in and get approval from the DNR for that also with this, if this is approved, so before they build anything. But Bachman Creek, there's a little flood area out there.
The supervisors took no action of the request, as that's up to the Cass County Zoning Board. Hansen just wanted to keep them up to date on the project. In other business, the Cass County supervisors approved the abatement of taxes on parcels of land owned in both the city of Atlantic and Anita after those properties were abandoned. The tiny parcel in Atlantic at 604 Cedar Street no longer exists and has been given a new number. Taxes on it are just $40. Total assessment is $1,740. The parcel in Anita is at 507 Main Street. Taxes amount to $298. Officials with the Harlan Police Department are reporting numerous arrests took place over the past week. On Friday, 21-year-old Zachary Thomas Powers of Harlan was arrested following a call for a possible domestic situation near 10th and Market. Powers was taken to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with domestic abuse assault, public intoxication, and disorderly conduct. On Thursday, 20-year-old Quentin James Briggs of Harlan was arrested on an active warrant following a traffic stop near 12th and Willow Street. Briggs was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Three people were arrested this past Monday. 22-year-old Cassie Kaylin Swinson of Anita was arrested following a call for a stolen vehicle in the 900 block of Broadway Street. Swinson was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with theft in the second degree. 38-year-old Daniel Harvey Posh of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop near 18th Street and Lincoln Avenue. Posh was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. And 19-year-old Cody James Haggerty of Harlan was arrested after a call for service in the 1700 block of 7th Street. Haggerty was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with burglary second degree, burglary third degree, and possession of burglary tools. On August 26, 27-year-old Justin Lee Stout of Harlan was arrested on two active warrants. Stout was taken to the Shelby County Jail. And on August 25, 23-year-old Brianna May Loran Laugan of Harlan was arrested following a call for service in the 1100 block of Durant Street. Laugan was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with providing alcohol to persons under the age and unauthorized disposing of trash. And police say a teacher disarmed a 12-year-old student at a junior high school in eastern Iowa. The Eldridge Police Department said in a news release that no shots were fired and no one was injured in Friday morning's incident at North Scott Junior High School. Police say the woman disarmed the student before officers arrived. The boy has been charged with attempted murder and a weapons crime. His name hasn't been released. The department declined to answer any more questions about the incident, including why a charge of attempted murder has been leveled. The school was placed on lockdown while officers investigated. And the Iowa Supreme Court has reversed a lower court ruling that had ordered the city of Des Moines to repay more than $90,000 in fines collected from traffic camera enforcement, but it resurrected several constitutional challenges to the city's use of the traffic camera. The High Court's ruling Friday was one of three issued on the use of traffic cameras in the state. In the Des Moines case, a majority of justices ruled that the plaintiffs should be allowed to argue that the city's use of an automated speed radar camera on Interstate 235 violates the due process and equal protection rights of motorists. The ruling reverses a Polk County judge's decision last year that threw out those claims. The High Court also gave new life to a similar lawsuit in Cedar Rapids, saying the city's law on collecting traffic camera fines doesn't conform to state law. That's a look at some of the latest in news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. John William Schmeling, age 60, of Casey, died unexpectedly on Wednesday. Visitation for John Schmeling will be held on Saturday here today from 10 to 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey, followed by a celebration of life service at 11 a.m. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Harold W. Huebner, age 89, of Portsmouth, died Wednesday at the Rose Vista Home Incorporated. Mass of Christian burial for Harold W. Huebner will be held today at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mildred Millie Elaine Peterson, age 97, of Parkersburg, died Tuesday at her home in Parkersburg. Funeral services for Millie Peterson will be held today at 11:30 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Christine Schurman, age 85, of Panora, died Wednesday at the New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Christine Schurman will be held today at 1 p.m. at St. Peter's United Church of Christ in Geneva. Twig Funeral Home Panora has arrangements. Wendy Sheeter, age 57, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Celebration of life services for Wendy Sheeter will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Don Culver, age 87 of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center in Greenfield. A celebration of life for Don Culver will be held on Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Lorraine Vidane, age 99 of Sarasota, Florida, and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in Florida. Services for Lorraine Vidane are currently pending at the Rowan Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.